Which is the six parasha discusses the he says something to your friend, then you rip him off, and that's supposed to do in this moment in Mechatayis. Versus our Mechatayis. The translation of Mechatayis basically is you rip somebody off. The halacha is very different than the Geisha world. In the Geisha world, it's a buyer beware. And basically, you're at your own risk, and you try to rip the guy off as much as possible, and that's very important. What else is the concept of, that's something which is also in the right to do, and also if it happens, Allah is that's going to be a mechatayis. What would be example of mechatayis? Somebody once bought a couch, and he sat on the couch for a couple of weeks, he notices, like a yellow couch, it's started coming off on his pants. What happened? The guy painted it. It's like, oh, really? I painted it a little yellow, and after a while, it started coming off. That's an example of a mechatayis. Okay, so the getter of mechatayis is basically that anything which most people would call them on, something which people don't want, that's going to be the necessary mechatayis. If not, it's not necessary mechatayis. We'll give examples as we go on, more cases exactly what they'll be. You go on vacation. So you rent a hotel, you get there, and the air conditioner doesn't work. So, that's a mechatayis. No one rents vacation, it doesn't have air conditioning, right? It's not called vacation. And that makes it a mechatayis. Things which were a little more debated about Gash Islands a couple weeks ago, they went on vacation, and there's no jacuzzi. And he only went there for his kids, they wanted a jacuzzi by them, was like everything. He only went there because of the jacuzzi, and the jacuzzi doesn't work. What do you do? So there's a more complicated. Is that called a mum that no one would do it, or
better?
No. You would pass it down to Ibn Adam, or you thought? So it's Talib Dakha Talib Ibn Adam. Ibn Adam would consider something like a mum, this is like the whole bit of Mecca whole thing. So it depends. If you called up and you said, oh, is there a jacuzzi? And they said yes, so that maybe that could consider it for sure, whatever. But if it was an advertising, I just thought, or then already it would be a little more debate. So because the Messiah Shama has a shy like this. So when you're selling something, you want to put your best foot forward. But on the hand, you can't rip the guy off. So what's the gather? What does that get you to do? So Messiah Shama says the gather is that a value you should, for example, there's a girl, she wouldn't get dressed up on a date. Why? Because take me as the way I am, So I get dressed up my whole life, so why is I dressed up for a date? So that's brainless, right? Avade, when you go for a job interview, go for something that you put your best foot forward, and what you are, try to do the best. But that's what a person can do. But covering up something which is a defect, avade, that's aser. But just trying to make something look good and try to put the best foot forward, as John said, that's the correct thing to do. Now, when it comes to just a couple more dumbest before we get to all the cases, when it comes to the klal of mechatayis, it's even if you didn't. It's not your fault. The meicher didn't know. For example, the meicher, he buys real estate. He buys a property and he flips it to the next person. He didn't check it out. Then the next person buys it. And then afterwards, they realize that there's something wrong with the structure. He got ripped off. So still, it'll be a bit of mecca. There's something wrong with it, even though I didn't know. It's not only a bit of mecca if I did it on purpose or ripped you off. Even if I didn't know anything about it, I made a mistake, I didn't know. Still, that also we find that's considered a bit of mecca, and it's going to be a problem. Oh, there's mice like this. Somebody had a car, someone used cars, and I had 290,000 miles this car. I was like, whoa. So it put the odometer back to about 90,000 miles, and it's still very, very cheap. So the shaila was, is that considered a mum with a bag of her neck? In other words, the price maybe was fair, but this aspect of the 290,000 miles, the guy didn't know about it. Is that considered a bit of mecca, or is that not considered a bit of mecca? So the halacha is that would be, yes, considered a bit of mecca. Even if you give a fair price to what you're doing, but it's a mum, there's something wrong with it, and you hide it, and you trick the person, that still would be considered that would be considered a mecca. It's irrelevant whether the price was a fair price. The mice down, the mice would be considered a bit of mecca. Fine. So what's halacha when it comes to the tamacha? What's halacha? So basically, halacha is I sell you something which has a month. Halacha basically you got to return it, and the halacha is that the person has to refund it and has to go ahead and give. You have to go ahead and give the money back. The shayla is how long is it going to have to return it? Let's go to the case. Guy went to the swarm store, bought a sefer, bought a shas. And starts learning Shas, and some brachas, you know, sister writes little notes on the side, and kids say, when they got to the Zvachim, like a couple years later, like 14 years later, he gets and he sees like a Zvachim's upside down. And he never realized that. All the papers are messed up. So is he allowed to go ahead and return it or not? And the next shaila is that even though maybe could return it, the question is, if you give it back right away, the guy could go ahead and sell it. Now he has a guy's agois. So the guy's like, yeah, that's worth a lot, okay. But no one else thinks so. The question is, what's the halacha? So the halacha is that if you have a mom and you didn't realize it, there's really no real time frame. If a person didn't realize it and that was a mom, there's no real time frame how long the person has to give it back. If the guy attacked, didn't realize, and he wasn't able to realize, and if not, he can return it whenever. If there's a reason why he didn't realize it, like this, it's understandable why he didn't realize it, because he just didn't get the zvachim yet.
Is so, the whole shas, or just that?
What do you say?
The whole shas, because maybe you just paid the difference, so how?
Well, it depends if you get a zvachim separately, and I got a leather-bound zvachim, a leather-bound shas, and the question is, you get it separately. If you get it separately, and if not, you just get back another one. But so we can get it separately, then whatever. Well, this had a lot of times, but let's not make it so fancy. You bought a Gemara, you wrote your name in it, and then you found something wrong with it, with the Gemara. Right? Daf Pei to Kafraf is upside down. And Baba Basra, now I can think of the name for that. So you already wrote your name in it. So what happens now? So luck is, if you did something normal, and you didn't, there was a mum, and you made another mum, but something which is normal for a person to do, and you didn't realize it, luck is, after picking still a bit of macro, okay, we go back to the swarm store, and very sad, it has nothing to do with it, but it's not your fault. Because every you do something which is normal usage, so you have to give it back, even though the guy has nothing to go ahead and do with it.
The car was upside down. Some people would buy it more like that, just pay less for it. And it's a bit of macro,
No, it's a mom. You know, that's the thing right now. You know, right now, we're in anything which is a mom. Most people, everyone says that a mom. So the fact that you adjust the price, it doesn't help. I don't want this mum. Some people would not take it at all, some people would pay less. So anything which is a mum, if we're dealing with the price, we'll get to soon, then we can discuss, like, get back the money, get the money. When you're dealing with a mum, something which a person doesn't want, so then over there it's bottle, and the guy has the right to write that. Now there is a Maggie Mishnah says like this, that if you have a mum which a person could have checked, and you went ahead and bought it, so Maggie Mishnah wants to say that that's called your moichel the mum, and it's not going to be considered a problem. For example, buy a car, there's no mirror. So, I mean, you see it, right? You see it, there's no mirror, and you buy it anyhow, so you say the minute that there's going to be a umdun of the person was moichel the mom, and therefore you're not able to give it back. So, at a mess like this, a guy bought shoes, and I put them on, like, they're not fitting properly. It's like bottom, the whole yontif is like a small country, Then, after the chab, that he had two right shoes, they sold him. So he goes back to the store, and they're like, what do you mean? You could have checked it out. Why didn't you look? Well, you weren't wearing shoes for 2 weeks without doing it. So the shayla is that called, he could have checked it out, therefore he can't return it? Well, the pshat is that, no. So the pshat in the Magen Mishnah is, the pshat is that it's something which I could have checked. I didn't check, so it shows that I'm not macro this mom. But no one buys two right shoes. Right? And therefore, the lachiz would be able to go ahead and give it back.
If you asked him for a Gemara and he gave you the wrong one, and you wrote your name and then you chapped his wrong one set, is that a mom also? He has a Baba, so he has a Baba Kama.
He has a Baba Kama, and he has a Baba Kama, so then...
And then you write your name and then you open up and you're like, is the wrong one set?
Chaya.
You should have checked that?
I should have started with Ruben, that he had an operation in his eyes and he couldn't see so well. And the kid said, yeah, he wanted to go back home and whatever, so he told the guy, I can see perfectly, it's fine. So the guy said, he said, bring me a Gemara, I'll read you inside and it's fine. So he told him, okay, bring me, the doc comes over and said, yeah, here's a Gemara. Ksubis Nuntas, because he rattles off the whole thing word for word. And then he says, okay, I'm going home. So the guy says, no way. He goes, why? Because the guy blew a boy of Balabasso.
I had to hear in the songs.
What did I say?
I asked him for an article. Sleepers and gave me a kennis.
Right.
I wrote my name in there.
No, same with me. Saying you did the normal thing, and yeah, so you made you made the guy return it. Now, this is very, very important. If you have something which is a bit of mechanism, very important, and you go ahead and use it afterwards, then you lost your schuss to give it back. Because if I've used it afterwards, then that's like, you have no right to use it. It's with the mechanism, it's not mine, I'm not allowed to use it. Therefore, you go and use it afterwards, therefore that inherently is a mechila, because otherwise you're not allowed to use it. And therefore, the lach is that that is madat yusus chazara, and you're not able to go ahead and chazer. What's the exception for that? For example, let's say, tomorrow, you really did something wrong with it, you can't go ahead and use it. If you use it, it's a mechila. You buy air conditioning. What?
One time?
Yeah, you have no right to use it. I'm saying once it's not yours, you got it. I'm saying, oh, my fact you're using it, you have no right to use it. You buy air conditioner, and it's not working so well, you want to go to return it. Right, you can't go and return it, and it's a pop. So let's say you rent a car, and you're driving halfway through, and you're between here and Tveria, and you realize, like, this thing, you lease a car for a month, or whatever it is, and you realize, like, this thing is just, like, I don't know. What's going to be luck in that situation? So, is a business which says that the case was a guy was on a horse and he's halfway on the road and all of a sudden you realize that the horse is not something wrong with the horse. So if you're anus that you have to use it, so then it'd be mutter to go ahead and use it. Like if you're on the road to finish off the ride, to finish it up, then it's okay. But if you're not anus on the usage, then another luck is if you go ahead and use it, then it's going to be mechias. So it's very important. If you're planning on returning it, do not use it. If you use it, you're finished.
As long as you needed that time.
What?
Sounds like it could be yesterday also.
Ribis, because you're on the shimush, you have to pay the money. No, the lucky is, so that's also about the lucky. Let's say I buy something and I use the Gemara, I use it for 14 years, and I give it back to it. The mice, I used the Gemara for 14 years. I had a lot of usage from it, and I learned from it. So the luck over there is, you have to pay the person back for the, you have to pay at least the uses which you had, like the rental of it, if you figure out what it is. In that type of situation, because might see you use like another very important law is these shots come all the time in my life when it comes to diras, right? You move into dira, and then it comes out that there's mold all over the place. Or you move into the dira, and then the next day, because it's not really machatayas, but the next day the workers come in and they start pounding away, they're doing, they're building all over the place, and the guy wants to leave. Or the guy wants to, and it does only, he wants to stay and it gets a reef. The castle case is the guy wants to stay in the apartment. And because it's wrong with the apartment, he wants to get it cheaper. There's mold or there's something wrong with it. So this is the main part. The luck is Bittul Mekach. You have just what time is it around the clock?
Huh?
42. You have two options. You could Bittul Mekach, give it back, or keep it and take the way it is. You have no right to demand a cheaper price. If in all the deer fights, the guy moves in, and then there's mold, or there's something wrong with it, and whatever. But there's no, they just say either take it or leave it. Just go, or, yes, very nice. But they just say either leave or pay me. Because my Bet the Mecca, the halacha basically is that you can mevatel the Mecca. You can't stay there and ask for.
This is a Bet the Mecca. Just if they pay you, let's say, for the moving trucks.
It's like, so if you had a Hezek, if he knew there was something wrong with it, then he would have to pay for you. Then it's great, it's Garmi, and he knows you have to pay for moving, he's going to have to pay for you. If he didn't know there was something wrong with it, then he would not have to pay. Because if you know there's mold, then you have to. If something unforeseen happened, or you didn't realize, so then the luck is he would not have to go out and pay.
Oh,
so that's a very good point. If there's a moment which is epshel attacking, you have something which you're possible to fix, so then the meicher could just say, I'll fix the mom. If it's not a rush, the meicher say, I could fix the mom, and then it's going to be okay. Oh, so this is a very big point. This happens every couple of years with this guy like this. The guy goes into the store and buys a ring. and like some type of ring, and ends up they get the wrong ring and gets married with it. And they realize like 3 months later that they got the wrong ring. So now the shaila is that considered what happens now? Do they have to make another marriage? Do they have to?
Well, these masking, can you keep?
So again, it's like, oh, a different time. Chassid came along and said, if my cow really know what I'm really made of, I'm hiding things. So no, like, till she finds out, is that considered, are we not married? We are married. And so I have a whole discussion about that a different time. But so the cause of Mechatai is like this. And most of the cases try is, it's a Mechachis Chal, but you have a right to go ahead and be Mevat of the Mechach. You have a schuss to be chuzer on the Mechach. If you're not chuzer on the Mechach, and you're moichel on it, it's not that you need another kinyan. Because that's it, you did it on my second. Now, Ross, if there's something wrong with it, there's a mom, there's something wrong with it, there's a problem with it, you have a right to go ahead and be schuss to be chuzer and Mevat of the Mechach. Actually, if you're not Mevat of the Mechach, then the Mechach is going to be chal. So therefore, in all these chassan kala cases, we tell them, like, just be moichel on the ring, and it's going to be okay.
But if someone else is doing dinner,
so there was a problem. No, it's not the. You went to the store, I wanted that one, he gave me that one, and whatever. So he just said, well, we're dealing with the case now. Like, the mother is the one who bought it. The mother's like, no way, no way, you can give me back another ring. So now it's a little bit of a problem then, right? Because then they have to get married again, right?
His mother's the one who owned it.
The mother's the one who bought it. She bought it. She gave it to him, so now she's saying, let me tell you.
No.
She gives him
on his ring. I'm saying
no, she bought it. She's okay. No, she bought it. She gave it to him. I buy something, I sell it to you.
What's
so
Tony? Yeah, what? She gave
it. No, she never owned it. What do you mean? It was never held.
I think
here's her. So she's the cool one. She's not. Yeah. She's no way in the world. It's no way. Give it up. Give me another one, or whatever. So then we have a problem. And the Mechach would be batel, and they'd have to get remarried. Yes, we go quickly, just a minute again, then we'll get to, you know, we can make a toys in Shidduchim. So there's a whole shayla up in here with somebody. You're a bacher, you're in your life, or you're not. Bacher? Okay. So, if somebody has something which they are hiding, right, and they come into marriage and they have some type of issue, I'm not going to give examples, I don't want to insult anybody, I've never, you don't know which example yet. Like, what if there's something which is a serious problem? The question is there Mechach Tayis when it comes to Shidduchim or not? So this type of Yavama Sinsiman, is that anything it was? He writes that, the one brings down a mice like this. Somebody whose father was a guy, Tarbor Yichas. Mice of Chaykis, your father's a guy, what your kosher, apostle, mom, if someone comes out, your kosher, you can get married to a Jew. So the Mar brings down that this guy, he couldn't find a shidduch, Tarbor Yichas. So he went over to the Amira. And the Amira said, go to a different town, no one knows who you are, you get married over there. So in fact, the stipler, what's going on over here? If anyone, over here no one wants to marry you, right? Because the Yichas is terrible. So just go over there and no one's going to know and you're going to go and get married. Like, what's going on? It's like the stipler, halachically, I say, but it's like this, that the Mechach Toyes, when it comes to Shidduchim, is different than the Mechach Toyes when you're buying a Chivetz. So you're buying a Chivetz, the Pshat is a Gemara. So what's the difference between a Gemara? So I'm going with this Gemara, so I'll take it to the Gemara. What's the difference between this Gemara and that Gemara? So I'll take it to the phone. When you know the person, the new two people are like, there's so many halakh of the people, and there's so many different aspects of a person. If it's like the stipler, that together Mechach Toyes, when it comes to Shidduchim, is, would be that if after you will be married, you find this out, you just walk out. It's such a bad moment, whatever the story is. So then, in the Chalam, it's considered a Mechach Tayis, the marriage is Nachal. But if, when the person finds out, they wouldn't walk out, that's not considered, it's different than a Chifetz, when I find out, it's different than a Chifetz, and therefore there'll be no considered Aino, because there's no two people who are the same, and if you're masking with everyone, would not be considered a Mechach Tayis. So based on this stipler, there are a lot of people who don't say things. Riyash was very misnagging to the Mahavis disciple, you know, that Riyash, Shem Zaman, they all know like that. And they held that if you have a problem, you have to say, you don't have to say it right away. What's in Kabbalah? Brief Kalisol Kapam is, you don't have to say it right away. Let's say a person has a minor sickness, whatever it is. I don't give examples because I don't want to. So it's mukubal that he said, let's say diabetes, right? It's a person can have a great marriage and great life together, but it's something which is a little bit of pain, right? So over there it's mukubal that Shamzama, let's say that you have to tell the person, you don't have to say right away before you go out, because before you go out, everyone has lists, and before you meet the person, they just say no. After like the third date, and when you know each other and you see the milas, so you can make a more intelligent decision. That's the point which you have to say. Most moira go with the malach. Can't say no one goes like this type of, but if you get a psychic like step, I'm just telling you, just beware, because right there. If a girl tricks a boy, when she comes, she has a problem and tell the boy, so just be a matter of he'll be upset, annoyed. But just be a husband, he goes, could I, not could I, whatever. If you trick a girl, she has with her, the whole marriage is based on trust. And she thinks she's going to trust you, forget it. The rest of your life, she's always going to be like, going back to that. And so kids are, before you get such a sack, if you go like that, it's not so posh at the it's a tayva to do such a thing. Fine, there's some sack in the toys, so long as I know. So basically, metric toys basically is if something a mom, which most people wouldn't want, the loch is, like finished, and you can get back your money. When you get back your money, whenever you realize it, then you have to get back, you have to get back your money. If I'm mistaken, you know, the moment in between, the halacha is that you're going to be potter, and the guy has to take it back.
Extra toe is my time.
Extra what?
Extra toe.
Extra toe by what?
By a lady has extra toe. She doesn't
know how. I think it's by a queen. Totally inverse. Can not tell me. So how many people with.
He's telling people to be Mac. His akbada, what more people will be Mac?
More people will be Mac, bro. Now, Mechatois, even if the price is fair, the lucky is that's still considered a. If it's a mom, then it's still Mechatois. If you use it afterwards, it's a Mechila, it's very important. And also, they have no right to demand for a cheaper price. You have no right to demand a cheaper price, and you just ask, you can even Bachar Mechach or not in Bachar. Let's move on to now. I know is basically, the council I know is that the. The item doesn't have anything wrong with it, but you ripped the guy from the price. Like I just told me, he ordered an Arab plumber to come, charged 2,000 shekel. Then like he just like checked online where it costs, and got told him it cost 500 shekel a piece, and the label was 500 shekel. You know what? 200 shekel cost of the piece. The guy charged him 5 times the amount of money. So I know there's nothing wrong with the work, it's great work, but I know when you charge a person the wrong price, that's going to be considered aina. So when it comes to aina, we rip a person off to the 3 different levels. There's less than a sixth. So with there's a sixth and more than a sixth. If you charge a person more than a sixth of the market value, so then the halacha is that's a bit of mekach, and you could get your money back, and the mekach is nacha. If it's exactly a sixth, so then the halacha is that it's chal, and you get the money back. If it's less than a six, so the Rosh says, maybe that's Dach Mekah Memkar, and Misafik will say, in case if it's less than a six, then we wouldn't be able to get the money back, because it's normal prices have a fluctuation, and therefore, the prices have a fluctuation, and therefore the luck is that you would not be able to get your money back. So let's just start thinking about the apartments. Sorry, furniture bags, one of the two things. Okay, so those two things. Okay, so in terms of apartments, so sometimes people get a very good deal on apartments. Why? The volume doesn't know the price is shot up, you know, it doesn't know the market. Especially now, the price is like shot up crazy, like I don't even know. And you can have like two neighbors, one guy's paying twice the amount of the other person. And the guy doesn't even know, and the owner doesn't even know, you have some old person. We have a lot of times, like, yeah, these old people, like, you know, they put the apartment in like the 1930s for like, whatever, like, you know, let's say 20, you know, 1,000 shekel, yeah, okay, that's up, 20,000 shekel, you know, they make 20 times the amount of money, they have no clue, no anything, and the shayla is what's going to luck when it comes to aynah. So the luck is like this, there's a miyat, there's in aynah the kakais. When you do a kaka, the luck is that there is no aynah when it comes to kakais. How much? So the mechaber are asking that if you're not paying kids, you're not paying a half price, and then we're passing in another kakos. And if your rent is cheaper, then the halacha is that's going to be much. Even though it's in another kakos from Masses is partial, that means there's no aina that you could get your money back. But iser aina, every aina is the iser, and then there's the fact that you get the money back. So is my khoyk shishayn na ba khin khin da ma khoyk shishayn na da now we see in another koi some chat is that there is no you know is no isaraso or maybe the isra there is but you just can't get your money back so that's you know that is my khoyk shishayn so if I look nice like this if your rent is within like a sixth it's in barrack in the range then you're definitely okay but if it's way way cheaper you know, it's telling you machleik shushenim. Do we say yeshen? Is there isra'ina or not isra'ina? And we tell you machleik shushenim.
Yes, better not.
If there be, if it's way cheaper, it could be the isra'ina. Now, there is a cheshbin that if you're in the apartment already, the chori don't let them know because it is a normal thing if people don't raise rents on your renters. You know, then I once had that. I think $600 a month. You know, way back. You know, 4 2010. Well, the kids were still very, very cheap. It was still very, very cheap, and I was there for 5 6 years, and the prices went up. But the kids, they already, as far as a normal thing that a person, it's a normal thing that the person doesn't raise the rent on a renter. It's, you know, then it's okay. But the kids was way, way cheaper. Then, you know, it's a shiloh with this or not, and it's not gonna be so posh. What makes the a price? That's always a hard thing to make. Okay, so what makes something the price? So basically, the price is that if there's a range in every single item. Items aren't just yes or no. There's a range in every single item. So basically, if you're in something which is a normal range which people pay, then that's okay. Because if there are, like they say, 1,000 apartments and 50 of them are cheaper, and then that's okay. It's only if you're like, mom, all apartments are more expensive and you're cheaper, then that's going to be the luck of that apartment. If it's in the range, therefore, when it comes to like, no, it's very rarely that this mamish could be, you know, when we deal with prices, because most times when people sell things, we just start with the off, you know, the price. You know, you buy electric bikes with a bucket, but the guy buys an electric bike and then he sells a different bucket when he's leaving, sells like more than a new one. Okay, that's, I know, you were totally ripping them off, there's no shaitas. But most items, there's a range on how much the thing costs, a little more, a little this. Usually, unless the guy's trying to rip you off, it's in the range, and we're not fixing it off. Only, like, no, when your mamish. But your mom is out of the range. I mean, again, the furniture packages, so usually those are totally out of the range. And, you know, it's a total rip-off. And the silent is there any heter for that, and is it going to be considered a problem or not? As long as he has to sign a letter, but so, you know, when the Rabbanim wrote up that whoever does the furniture packages is a Kazlan, Ivraina, and then you'll allow them, and also the Dinas Adin. You know, that was a Nusach, which is someone at the right. Whoever does the furniture packages. Also leaking as I didn't. It's the science just like so to sign such a thing, let's go thing by thing. You know, it's Gazlin, it's not Gaiva. Gazlin, it's not his neighbor. No, it's in terms of I know, so it's like this. If you're buying something when I'm buying something out of this is the price. If I know this I'm not buying it at the price, I know this is no sheikhs to the price. So to call it a no, this I know. This is Steve who says, I know it's only when I'm buying a das. This is the mechira, so you would be off. Or even we make a mistake. I know you make a mistake. It was a das to Shavis, then it's considered a no. But if something is mechila, it wasn't a das to Shavis, it's hard to say that that's considered a no. What's wrong with it? A lot of things wrong with it. So you have to go mecha and stam, so like Yasher. We'll quote the fifth level of Shachar, it's pushed to that tremendous havel. You know, what's going on with all the furniture package. But the city guys leave. Definitely, I guess, only the cycling thing is about to go to and just stop. Cycling is not a correct thing to do, and it's just a tremendous avalanche that people come there and sell. Find some everything new, or I could just flip on to the next guy. And, you know, I can't, whatever, it's, you know, I don't sound like a soul. But used to, when I came, everyone went to Yachnia and bought stuff, and that's what you use. And everyone just buys everything new, which flips on to the next guy, and your furniture package just costs them really much money. It's definitely not a correct thing to do, but Kolay, no, when it wasn't that shabby, it's hard to say. What I recommend people do when they get furniture packages, let's say you have a furniture package, you could call the Eliezer and donate it to them, and you can count it as whatever it's the thing is worth, you can count it towards your Meisr money.
No one has that much
money. Okay. I don't know how much like furniture bags, how much money you're making. All right, they're going up and up, but definitely
it doesn't matter.
How much is really worth? I moved four times, I never sold it once.
Well, that's nice. You could sell it for $8,000,
it's really worth $4,000. No, it's really what's worth in open market. It's really that's what's worth in open market.
Most apartments have the furniture.
And that's a problem.
I'm still turning it over at $8,000.
Okay, it's not the Seder. Can I call it? No. Can I call it not no? Because the guy knows not. You want to call it, you know, the guy.
Why is that not? You're forcing it because if you they charge you.
It's like Tivach. I'm charging Tivach. It's one of this apartment. So the Tivach is that you pay me $5,000. That's what you're doing basically, right? That's the wording that you're doing basically. You want the apartment. So you want the apartment. I have a friend of mine who has four apartments in Azabir, three apartments in Azabir, his parents. So he always writes in the contract that he doesn't want to do furniture packages. He has a right to stop it. Why? Because the landlords lose. You know, if the apartment comes with a $15,000 furniture package, so the guy can't pay as much rent. You know, it's also if the Balagirs don't know what's going on, they you know they don't realize what rent. They don't want. They're going to find somebody. They're going to spend. Okay. They have enough. If they make up $15,000, you know.
Well, dear, it's faulted at the front.
What you say?
In Romania,
it's all. Fine. Okay.